I was thinking, for our first dance at the wedding, what if we learned the final number from Dirty Dancing?
You're kidding.
No, come on. How cool would that be? Me running into your arms. You lifting me up into the air.
You're in a good mood.
Yeah, well, why wouldn't I be? I'm marrying the girl of my dreams and finally got my mother to agree not to come on our honeymoon. Oh, hang on. It's NASA. Wallwitz. Oh, hi, Dave. What's up? No kidding. Really? Well, that's great news. great news. All right, I'll watch my email for the details. Okay, talk soon.
What's so great?
It looks like I'm going into space after all.
Callie, that's wonderful.
Uh-huh, wonderful.
What happened? I thought they canceled your mission.
They did, but NASA really wants my telescope up on the space station, so they're putting me on an earlier launch.
When?
A week from Friday.
What? We're getting married that Sunday.
You're right. I can't go to space. I have to get married. No one can say that's not a good reason. I'll call him back.
Wait, I don't want to be the one who stands in your way.
Well, too bad. You already did. It's a done deal. Oh, well, but I forgive you.
No, that's not how I want to start our marriage. Killing your dream? We'll have the wedding when you get back.
No, but what about all the plans and the guests?
We'll call them. Although my dad's gonna go a little nutso over losing his deposits.
You're right, he is. Your dad's gonna be furious. There's no way he's gonna let us postpone this wedding. Well, we tried.
I'll talk to him. He won't say no to his little girl.
No, I should talk to him. Man to man.
Howie, my dad could be a bully. He's gonna make you cancel your space flight.
We can only hope that he doesn't.
Bishop to Queen 4, level 2. Check.
Sheldon, knight takes bishop. You all right?
I'm fine.
Are you? You left your queen exposed from above, you trapped your knight in the corner, and you keep sighing and saying, why me?
Very well. Can I ask you a question about women?
I got you that book last year. Wasn't everything in there?
No. I'm having a relationship problem with Amy. And by the way, that book gave me nightmares.
Well, if it makes you feel any better, I screwed things up pretty good with Penny.
Look at us, Leonard. Engaging in the social convention of men bellyaching about their old ladies.
I guess we are. So, what's going on?
Believe it or not, Amy has embarked on a campaign to increase my feelings for her by making me happy.
I'm sorry, that must be very difficult for you.
It's awful. This morning, she arranged for me to be an Amtrak junior conductor for the day. It's usually only open to children. She got them to make an exception.
Shame on her.
They let me blow the whistle, Leonard.
She's good.
I know. And it gets worse. Her efforts are causing me to have affectionate feelings for her at inappropriate times.
You mean like in bed or in the shower?
No. Would you please stop referencing that infernal book? For example, this morning, I was calculating the random motion of virtual particles in a vacuum when suddenly the particles morphed into an image of Amy's dandruff. Gently cascading down onto her pale, slightly hunched shoulders. Oh, What has that vixen done to me, Leonard? How do I make it stop?
Well, if you had a physical relationship, I'd say propose during sex. Turns out that's a real mood killer.
I assume we're talking about you now?
Yeah.
So that's how this works. I complain, and then you complain, and no one offers any solutions?
Pretty much.
Well, no wonder the women are winning.
Mr. Rostenkowski, are you busy?
Just looking at some old pictures. Come on in.
Family pictures? Holy crap, that's a dead person.
Last murder case before I retired. How many bodies do you see there? Careful. It's a trick question.
I'm not sure.
You'll never get it. It's a fraction.
How about that? Anyway, sir, I need to talk to you about something.
Walnut?
No, thank you. I'm allergic.
Oh, sure. My partner used to have that. He's dead now.
From nuts?
No, his wife shot him. But she was nuts. So in a way, it was...
Nice story. Anyway, the reason I wanted to talk to you is NASA has moved up my launch to the International Space Station.
Yeah, so?
So the date is going to conflict with me marrying your daughter. Now, I know what you're going to say. I made a commitment to Bernadette and to your family, and I've got a hell of a lot of nerve coming in here and demanding that we postpone this thing. Well, message heard and understood. Mission canceled. Thank you.
Where are you going?
Well, I'm sorry. May I be excused?
No, you may not. Let me tell you something. When I first met you, you just gonna stand there?
I'm sorry, I didn't know. It was just going to... Well, I should sit. Or may I be seated? Well, I'll just sit.
When I first met you, I didn't like you.
I'm aware of that, sir.
But then you and I had some time together.
Uh-huh.
It did not get better.
Right, right.
That silly beetle haircut and you riding around on a red Vespa. And you're still living at home with your mother. To be honest, I thought Bernadette chose you to punish me. But then I heard about your astronaut thing, and I realized I judged you too fast. Maybe you are the right guy for my little girl.
Oh, I am. And just so you know, I'd still be an astronaut even if I didn't go to space. You know, I've got an ID card and a NASA golf shirt.
No, you gotta go. You can't turn down an opportunity like this. No,
but what about the wedding? And all the money you put down for the reception?
You let me worry about that. You go up to that space station and you make me proud.
Okay.
You got a problem with that?
All right, look, I'm gonna level with you. I'm terrified about going into space. You know, what if I don't make it back?
It's gonna be okay, son.
You really think so?
Of course. A pretty girl like Bernadette, she'll find a new guy.
Hey, off to work?
Yeah.
Have a nice night.
Okay, you too.
Penny, but just wait. I've been thinking about what I said when we were in bed the other night.
Yeah, I've been thinking about it too.
I noticed you never answered me.
You're right. No.
Follow-up, are we still dating?
Yep.
Is it still weird because I proposed?
Yeah.
I have a couple more quick questions. You want to call me from the car?
No.
I played that pretty well.
Hello, Leonard.
are you doing?
We're playing doctor. Star Trek style.
I'm in hell, Leonard. Don't stop.